Portland, Oregon. This ability to conjure internal images may seem matter of fact to you, but from a scientific perspective, it is anything but. How the brain generates and processes mental pictures has been a matter of much debate in the research community. The solution to the problem would illuminate an important facet of our conscious experience. The core of the issue is an even more fundamental question that has occupied philosophers for millennia. What are thoughts made of, and how are they represented in the brain? As with many other areas of neuroscience in recent years, brain imaging technology is providing some insights. Sharp or fuzzy? Philosophers have pondered the origins and purpose of mental imagery since ancient times. The first person to approach the problem using scientific methods was the renowned anthropologist and statistician Francis Galton, a cousin of Charles Darwin. In 1880, he published in the journal Mind the results of a survey he conducted among numerous colleagues and friends. The task, he set, was to have all respondents imagine the table at which they had breakfast in the morning. Galton was interested in the number of details his test subjects could recall, and precisely how the image was constituted. In other words, how colorful and vivid was it? The results puzzled him. The quality of the images reported by his